The other day, while I was belting tunes in an unfamiliar karaoke bar, I witnessed something really beautiful. Straight men. Not that straight men are an unusual sight, but what was unusual about this sighting was that they were touching one another. Let me give you a little bit of context. These men were obviously regulars at this bar. They knew the bartender and the waitresses by name. They were also not strangers to one another, and yes, they had been drinking, but they did not show signs of excessive inebriation. But here's where the beauty came in. Upon arrival, they embraced one another. And I'm not talking about a quick shoulder hug and a fist bump. This was a full-on embrace that lasted more than 5 seconds. There was nothing awkward about it. This appeared to be normal behavior for men that saw one another often. What I was witnessing was pack behavior in the absence of alpha male bravado, and it was beautiful. I was very struck by this for a couple of reasons. The first being, I am an immersive observer of my own environment. I read body language. I see behaviors and postures that are easily dismissed by most. I pay attention to everything that people say, even when their lips are sealed. The second and most important reason is I am very aware of the fact that a lot of men suffer from touch deprivation. We live in a culture where men are prohibited from touching others, and as a result, men present with aggressive behavior that may not necessarily be natural, but a byproduct of their need to be touched. This is also one of the reasons that a lot of men have a hard time with non-sexual touch, because they're just not touched often enough and they're not able to differentiate between casual conversational touch and sexual attraction. Lack of touch makes it difficult for them to read simple social cues, which can lead to frustration and sometimes inappropriate behavior. Unlike the other four senses, touch is the only sense you cannot live without. Touch is not just essential for your mental health, it is required for optimal physical health as well. Touch is one of the most important components of your body's nervous system, and skin hunger is real. We are living amongst men whose skin is ravenous. Their desire to be touched is strong, yet they do not possess the language to express it. Even more than that, they've been conditioned to believe that needing to be physically held is a weakness. So how do we shift this reality? By providing more opportunities for non-sexual touch for the men in our immediate orbit. Handshakes and pats on the back. We need to embrace our husbands, fathers, brothers, and sons often. If we normalize the touch in our home, we normalize it outside of our homes as well. We must continue to hug and touch our male children beyond the stage of individuation. And we must perpetuate an ongoing dialogue about consent, which lays the foundation for mutual respect and boundaries. This is not just an act of love, it's also a public service. Imagine how drastically this could shift everything. When aggression decreases, peace increases. People who are touched regularly are happy and more content. So a well-balanced diet of skin sensation creates more tolerance, acceptance, love, and compassion. And I don't know about you, but I think we could use a lot more of that, don't you agree? More touch will also create more intimacy, which means deeper connection and greater harmony. Touch improves mental health and strengthens the immune system. The benefits of touch are truly endless. I hope that this letter plants a seed of intention within you. And may your heart be supple. May you allow love to circulate in your world. And may your arms be a standing invitation for connection.